Welcome to another episode of Reflections of a CAO, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's really like to be a CEO, and that does involve knowing how to actually say the word CEO. I stumbled a little earlier on that, but anyways, let's get into the episode. So today, I want to talk to you guys about firing someone, and specifically my experience, the very first time I ever had to fire someone, and it's top of mind because I was having a discussion with someone on Twitter about this. They were talking about, it was something about hiring, like a thread about hiring, and then we got on the topic of firing, and I said, you know, firing was one of the, you know, hardest and, you know, worst things I had to do, and you don't really get training for it. And so, anyways, I figured, hey, why don't I share the story about the first time when I fired someone, because who knows, you might be a CEO listening to this or a founder of a company and never fired someone and you're curious about that experience, or you, you know, are a founder and you have fired people, and maybe my experience would be like, okay, so I wasn't the only one who felt like that. Or you'll listen to this and be like, wow, he was, that's a little weird how he was feeling. I don't know. So anyways, the whole point of this podcast is to share my experiences so that others can learn from them. And so that's what I'm going to do. So let me take you back to, so it was 2015, I believe, you know, it's so just for context, the business Jack that I'm going to be talking about, it's been around for almost 7 years now. So sometimes I lose track of the exact years on when things happen, but, you know, started the agency, the company in 2012. And then for the first couple of years, you know, in 2012, there was no one on the team besides me and my original partner. In 2013, same thing, it was just me and him. So for the first like year and a half or so, it was just me and him. 2014, we grew the team up to like 10 or so people. In that time, no one left, no one got fired, anything like that. My partner left at the end of 2014, and then in 2015, I believe it was either 2015, was probably when what I'm about to tell you happened. So up to that point, you know, we never, you know, I never had to fire anyone. Everyone was working there, and you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, this is great. Everyone's happy. Everyone's just always gonna stay, and like, team is performing well and great. You know, it never even crossed my mind that hey, I might need to actually let someone go, right? Until it actually happened. And so basically, you know, I had made the decision to let someone go. Wasn't performing how I would have liked, and just for a bunch of different reasons, but that's not the purpose of the podcast. You know, why you fire someone, maybe I'll do a whole separate one, but I just want to talk to you about the experience of firing someone. So, you know, at the time, I'm maybe, you know, a couple years in the business, maybe I'm like 24, 25, something like that, right? And pretty much everyone at the company was older than me. So I was the youngest one. You know, maybe I'm 24, everyone is, call it 25, 26 to like 35, somewhere in that range. And, and just to give like as much context as possible, you know, we're maybe like 10 people based in New York at this time. And so anyways, I decided I want to fire this person. And, so I knew that I wanted to fire the person, right? It wasn't working, but since it was my first time ever doing it, I talked myself out of it for a good 6 months. Yes. For 6 months, I sat on this decision thinking, okay, I need to do it. You know, but I just can't. And there's a lot of reasons, and I'm going to be honest with some of these reasons, you know, on why I waited so long. So, first off, one reason why I waited so long is because, so a lot of the other people on the team at that point had wives, families, you know, people that depended on them. So the way I looked at it was, not only does everyone at the company depend on me for their paycheck, but also their families, especially if the families have spouses that don't work or children, right? Like this was their one source of income, and it was coming from the company, and I was literally the one writing their paychecks. every month. And so I felt a very big sense of responsibility for that and to everyone. And so when it came time around, the person that I wanted to let go actually was, he had a family. He had one child. He was just about to have a second child. This was their primary source of income. And so, I like once I decided, I was like, okay, I want to fire this person. Given all those circumstances, I was like, I just felt s too much of a responsibility to actually do it. Even though it was like, this is what's best for the business, I'm not going to do it and I'm going to wait because I felt bad. What was the truth? Like, I was like, oh, I feel so bad about firing someone when they're about to have another baby. And like that'll put him in such a bad position, and I can't do that to him, and right? So basically, for like the few months leading up to him having the kid, right? So he has the baby, and then even a couple months after, right? I was like, well, I can't do it now. It's too soon, too soon, too soon. So then 3 months goes by until after. So now it's been 6 months, right? I knew 3 months before he was having the kid, 3 months after. And then it got to the point where I was like, okay, it's been long enough. There, and it just I really need to do this now. And so, and I was like, it's best for the company. It's best for the business. Or at least I thought it was, right? Who knows what actually, right? You take it, you take an action, and you think it's the right decision, and then you learn from it. So in my head, I was like, okay, this is the right move. And so finally it can't, then it's 3 months later. So it's 6 months at this point. And I start to panic like, oh man, no, I can't do it. I kept telling myself stories. No, I can't do it. I can't. 'Cause I was so scared of actually sitting down and being like, today's your last day. Right. And actually saying that, to someone, is, it, at least in my head, I was like, right, what is that going to be like? I've never done that before. Right, with a full-time employee who's been with us, who gets a paycheck, who they get their health insurance through the company, like all this stuff. Man, it was really scary. I was young at that point, right? 24 or so. So, anyways, the week before, I almost talked myself out of it again. Right? And then someone on the team, I didn't want to tell anyone this was happening, and I told one person, who actually I grew up with, and had joined the company, and so I told him, and because I was like, I need someone to talk to about this. Like, I'm not sitting well with this, and he's like, hey, you should talk to my dad because he's had to do this a lot of times, right? And at that point, I had no mentors, I had no one to talk to about any of this stuff. And I didn't know where to turn. So then it was very nice of him to say, hey, talk to my dad. So I call up, call up his dad. And that was super, super helpful because he explained to me, he's like, all right, here's the scenario. Here's how I do it. Here's what to expect. Here's the feelings. He kind of like gave me a little talk about what it's like and, sitting down and how, what time of the day to do it and that sort of thing. And so we have that discussion, and then 3 days leading up to it, like I basically didn't sleep. Like I knew I was like, okay, so I set the you know I was like, okay, I set the meeting. So I knew the meeting was on the calendar, right? The meeting's there, and then the few days before that's coming, right? Now at this point, I don't think he has any idea, the person that I'm letting go. I don't think he has any idea this is happening, and I just cannot sleep. Right, like the 3 days before, it was just eating me up. Right, like the whole, okay, you're about to let someone go. All I could think about was him, his family, his two kids, his new kid that he just had, and I just felt so bad about it. And so, I just was not sleeping, not sleeping, very nervous about it. Right, so then finally the day comes. Right, and this is all I can think about, Nothing else. I have tunnel vision. Like nothing else matters. Sales, anything else. Like I just could not focus on anything else. It was really getting to me. And so then the time finally comes, right? Where we have the meeting. Tell them, okay, hey, let's do this, let's meet. And so we go up, and as we're walking to where the meeting point is, I just start, like, I'm like shaking. I'm like, I don't get nervous for like big sales or closing deals or our back's against the wall and we're losing a bunch of money and I need to get out of it. No, like this, I was like shaking. I like, oh my God, right? Like super nervous, could barely breathe. I'm like, right? And then I walk in and say what needs to be said, let the person go. And then it was really interesting, right? So you're probably wondering, like, okay, like how'd it go? What happened? And I have to say, I really, really appreciate how he handled it. Very respectfully, very very professionally. He was older, more experienced than I was in a professional environment, and so this wasn't the first time that it's happened to him, and so not the first time he's seen it, right? And I had no idea what to expect. And I, in my head, I'm like, oh my God, are they gonna start throwing shit all around the room? Are they gonna start yelling at me? Are they gonna, ask me like, what the fuck, or why are you, why is this happening? Or I had all these stories about what could happen because I like to play out scenarios sometimes. I like to get prepared, but sometimes there's like a you psych yourself out, and so I had all these things, right? And then it ends up being like the most peaceful, easy things. Thank you so much for being here. He was surprised by it, but he just took it very gracefully, and I really respected him for that and appreciated that. And we did give him a nice severance. I thought that was the right thing to do. Give a severance package, right? Like, because I still felt that sense of responsibility to him. And we were a small business, not like we had a lot of money at that time. So giving severance was not like, oh, we have so much money, we can just like write you a big check. But I felt a sense of responsibility, and I felt it was the right thing to do for him and his family, and for the time he was there. And so I was like, okay, we're gonna offer a severance, and so that's what we did. And then we parted ways, but man, it was hard doing it. So it was very, that's a very anticlimactic thing, right? But like the point is, like I was psyching myself up. I didn't do it for 6 months because I was so scared to do it, and then it because I was so scared of that one moment, of that one moment of where I'm gonna have that conversation. And what happens is it actually goes super nice and peacefully, right? So I waited 6 months. So I was like, man, I could have done that 6 months earlier. Right, like, why did I wait so long to do it? Right, and there's a lesson in there, right? Of like, if you're gonna do it, like, fear will stop you from doing things so many times because you're scared of what will happen. So then you never actually take the action because you don't even want to think about what could happen, right? But really, I could have done it 6 months before, and really, it could even have been better for him, right? So he actually went on. He got a really good job right after that. Nice large company corporate gig, and probably making way more money than we were paying him, and so and which was probably really good for his family, even more stability than I could ever give, and bigger, and more. So I think it actually worked out probably better for him, right? A lot of the times you think you're doing people a favor, and I've learned this over and over again, you think you're doing them a favor by keeping them, you're actually doing them a disservice by not letting them go. And then if it's not a good fit on both ends, like, let them go and go get another job that's a better fit for them, because they might not also be super happy or perfect, with it. So now I'm very much, quicker to fire people and let people go if it doesn't make sense, because I know if it's not working for us, there's probably something better on the other end for them as well. And this happened time and time again, by the way. When I fired people, very soon after, right, they end up doing something like that is way better for them. Right, so not only is it better for the business, but then it's better for them too, and time again, right? And so it from that point of view, that's how I look at it now. I was like, hey, I'm actually doing them a disservice if it's really not working and it's not the best fit at the company. Let me let them go and release them onto to other things. So, interestingly enough, then what happened in this case though? I will say, and I kind of you know, it is what it is, right? People from my team started getting poached I found out later that they all ended up at that same company where he had ended up, right? Large company in there. And, you know, that definitely stung, I will say, because it happened maybe within, I don't know, 6 months. I don't know. I forget the timing on it, right? But then when it happened, people wouldn't actually tell me, on my own team, wouldn't tell me where they were going. You know, they're like, you know, putting in their 2 weeks notice and then leaving and not telling me where they're going. They're like, I was like, what do you mean? Just tell me where you're going. People wouldn't tell me. I had to find out on LinkedIn, right, that where they were going was actually the same company where he was at. And so that definitely hurt me a little bit. I felt a little, you know, I was like, you know, in one way I'm like, oh, this is like kind of karma here. Like, you know, okay, I let someone go and now everyone's going to that place. So I was, you know, in my sick, weird way, I'm like, well, I deserve that. But I have to say, in the moment, I felt the, you know, once I found that out, because I didn't know for a while until later, then I was like, wow, they all ended up at the same place. I was like, and part of me was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, I worked so hard to make sure everyone was good. I felt like I was taking care of everyone, providing people salary. You know, I really felt the sense of responsibility towards everyone. And I don't think I ever conveyed that, or I don't think people really knew how important each one of them were to me at the time. And so when everyone just left, and it was just like, wow, I kind of felt betrayed with it, right? And this, and by the way, these were my feelings. I have a much different outlook on it today, but in the moment, I'm telling you how I felt. Like, I was like, wow, when I found that out, betrayed, and like, you know, people weren't appreciative, and all of these things. And really what I realized, you know, it was all down to me, right? I am responsible for all of that happening, and I'm in no way upset at any of them for this. No hard feelings, no nothing. Seriously, I don't find it useful to hold on to things. You know, stuff happens, and then you learn from them. And what I really looked at was how am I, you know, what was my cause in the matter, and how did it get like this? But anyways, that's probably a whole nother story. But I still really respect and appreciate all of them for what they did at the company, especially the, you know, that employee that I told you I let go, how he handled that situation. You know, I really appreciated it. So you know, I wish, you know, things I would have done differently, by the way. It ate me up when he said, hey, I wasn't expecting this. I was like, oh, that's the worst, because then it's like out of nowhere. I made it a point to make sure, and I wasn't always perfect with this, by the way. I try to make it a point that everyone knows when they're going to get fired, like they know it's coming and it's not a surprise. So then when it happens, it's like, okay, get it, cool. Like, we were very clear on it, because I don't want it to be a surprise to someone, because that's not how I would want it. But I just didn't know any better, you know, when I was doing the first firing, like how to do it, or how to lead up to it, how to make sure expectations were set properly. Like, I was only a couple years into the business. I'm a 24-year-old kid, never worked a corporate job, never worked any job. I had no idea what I was doing, right? So now, much different, you know, setting expectations with people, doing reviews, constantly giving feedback, and, you know, and just to give you an example of how much it changed, right? Like, one person I let go last year, we literally hugged on the way out, and like, we still text and talk. Right. There was no like, and that to me was like a full circle kind of like, hey, like I did it one way, ate me up. And this time it didn't eat me up. I felt really good about it. I thought it was very fair. On the way out, you know, we hug and we left, and, you know, there was no surprise. And that's also another case where then he left and went on to do something that he loved right after. So it was actually better for him. I was kind of like, you know, it let him have permission, you know, to do something else that he wanted to do. So, what I would say in kind of, you know, summary of firing, one, if you've never done it before, it's really hard. Talk to someone who has done it before, though. That was a big one for me. It helped a lot. You know, help reach out to me, right? Message me on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever it is. I'm happy to talk through it with you. You know, kind of pay it forward, how you know, someone helped me with that. And then two, do it, you know, don't sit on it. If you want to do it and you think it's best, take the action. Don't psych yourself out. Don't have the fear of what's going to happen, because you also never know. It could, you know, they could handle it really well, like it happened in my case, and everything. You know, you were telling yourself a story that, you know, never came true about how bad it would be. And then also know you're probably doing them a favor. You're not doing them a favor, but like, when it's time to go, like you're then allowing them for all the possibility that's out there that is not at the company. Right. And so you might think you're doing them a favor by keeping them, but in reality, you could be holding them back from like the best, you know, the next best thing, for them. So that's like point number three. So, there's probably a few more takeaways that you can gather from this, but yeah, so that's the story of the first time I ever, fired someone. You know, much different now, much more experienced. I've fired a handful of people over the years. Not a lot. That's a good thing. You don't want to be firing people all the time. But after you do it a couple times, you know, you get better at it, you learn from it, and you say, okay, I want to do this different, and set expectations, and, you know, I would say also just make sure they know it's actually coming. I think that's fair to both people, you know, it's fair to them, right? You know, expectations were set properly, right? That's from day one, right? When they walk in, our expectations set on what performance and culture should be. Are you checking in? Are they adhering to it over time, right? So, like, when someone gets fired, they're not like, why did I get fired? Like, it should be very clear. And again, I'm not perfect at that, but I try very hard to do that. So, that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it, you know, if you've never fired someone, you know, there's a story on what it's like. Or, you know, if you have fired someone, maybe you can relate to this. Or if you know someone who is an entrepreneur and just, you know, you think this would be helpful, please share it with them, forward it to them. And also, I will ask, if you enjoy this episode, please subscribe. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening by audio, please subscribe. If you're on iTunes or whatever it is, for the next episode, I release episodes once a week, where I tell more stories like this. They might be things that are happening in the moment, you know, that week or that month, or it could be things, stories that I'm recounting because I didn't document a lot of this stuff along the way, and now I'm trying to do that. So anyways, thank you again for joining for another episode of Reflections of a CEO, and I will see you all next time.